in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors. Preach, 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 preach.
Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Kill us in the streets and they weapon is police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get back the way. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Have to say that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power,
fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Hey,
and
Blaze.
You know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me.
Nah.
Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contending with intentions of my energy.
What?
System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league.
What?
Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead.
What?
I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled.
Yeah.
They want to spoil everyone's ghetto.
Ghetto.
My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation.
Black.
Cause this time, the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution to mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation.
Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. Yo, yo, yo. This is everyone's favorite agender host, DJ Love, and we are live here on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. And we're just going to start off the show right here with Lil Whitney, You Give Good Love.
Some time for me to see. Yeah.
That
KFAI comes in part from the Dakota, presenting I Am in Love, Jane Monheit sings Cole Porter, Thursday, August 6th. Jazz vocalist Jane Monheit brings new arrangements, a backing ensemble, and her passion for the great American songbook to the Dakota stage for this very special tribute. Jane Monheit brings new life to Cole Porter classics such as Easy to Love, From This Moment On, and Night and Day, reimagining golden era standards with passion, charm, and modern sophistication. More information about I Am in Love, Jane Monheit sings Cole Porter, is available at dakotacooks.com.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And we are live here. We are going to get into our interview for today. We have Pete from Run the Mix.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, so go ahead and tell us what Run the Mix is.
So Run the Mix is Minnesota's biggest offline fighting game community. Our objective is getting people to come together and play some games in an era where the way we live is getting pushed more and more online and alone.
Yeah, and so tell us about how you first got into fighting games.
Fighting games. Smash Bros. We all got our start in Smash Bros.
Got our start in Smash Bros.
Yeah. So, like, Smash Bros, playing with friends, you know, that one friend gets a little more competitive, and then you and that one friend keep competing until you decide to go to your first local, and then, you know, DBFZ and Mortal Kombat 11 come out, and I made the pivot there and found the fighting game community and just kind of fell in love with that culture.
Yeah, DBZ, Dragon Ball
FighterZ.
Yeah. FighterZ, yeah. And that game was, like, crazy popular. Everybody was playing that.
Yeah, I know that picked up a huge number of people, really grew the community a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so about what year do you start playing fighting games?
I mean, if we're going to count Smash Bros, we're gonna go back pretty far. You know, I really switched over to what we'll call, like, FGC games, that more, you know, traditional arcade fighting game in like, 2018, maybe. Maybe a little earlier, you know, played some Under Night. That's definitely a little more niche game. Many of your listeners may not have heard of, but, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so you're playing these fighting games, and then finally someone says, we got to go to a tournament, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and that's really how, like, a lot of us get into it. And so, tell us about a couple of the, you know, going to your first tournament and your experience with that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I still remember my first tournament as a Mortal Kombat player at Level Up Games in St. Paul, at their old location. It was run by Josh, an organizer who is now living in D.C.
Josh!
Everybody knows Josh if you're in the scene. Such an important figure in the history of Minnesota Smash and fighting games. And met some of the, you know, the big community figures. And, you know, I feel like people don't know this, but Minnesota has this rich, storied history in fighting games that goes back to, like, the late 90s or even earlier. And yeah, it was just so cool discovering that there is this this Minnesota subculture that's there, and it's flourishing and so inviting. And just that great experience of my first tournament encouraged me to compete even more.
Yeah, and tell us about some of the feelings that you get when you're at, like, at a local. Like, how do folks feel when they go to this video game tournament? Is everyone being mean, or is like, is it like everyone's just kind of to themselves, or is it more open, or people playing for fun? Like, how serious are we talking?
I mean, there's obviously people who are very serious and very competitive, but if you walk up to the most competitive person in the room and ask them if they want to play against you, they are down. Everyone's there just to get better and to socialize and to kind of have this camaraderie. I'd hope that, you know, at my events that everyone feels welcomed. I really try to go out of my way to welcome and include new people and learn about them and what brought them to the event and make them feel at home as part of the community.
So you said we have this rich storied history when it comes to fighting games. Does Minnesota currently have good players that are good at fighting games? Or?
We do. Our, names. Joey FGC is probably our best Street Fighter player.
Yeah, and he does pretty good in the World Championship match of Evo for Street Fighter.
Yeah, he placed, I think, like 33rd or something in Evo 1 year.
Yep, I remember
the,
that.
The highest placing with his character. Some people, if you've heard of Evo, you know about Moment 37. You know that the guy who did the Moment 37 is Daigo Umehara. We do have one player in Minnesota, Kangaroo, who has beat Daigo. That happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, shout out to Kangaroo.
Shout out to Kangaroo. Hardly is a Brennan Ritchie, if I can use the full government, is another stellar fighting game player from Minnesota. We have a lot of players in Minnesota who have, you know, some medals and titles to their names.
Yeah. So, and the way they get good is they come to these locals and people form these like communities where they're able to work together. And so what really inspired you to go from going to a lot of these tournaments to helping run them?
Sure. I mean, really it was kind of coming out of the worst of the COVID era. And I was asked if I'd be willing to help an already existing event that was just for that Dragon Ball Z fighting game. And I just felt a real pull to be part of something that helped people come and socialize, to be that third space, to be that community place for people. You know, even more than sure, fighting games are fun. Fighting games are cool. But like the mission statement of letting people to have this place of socialization and forging new friendships over the shared interest is such an important driver of that for me.
Yeah, and so how long has the company Run the Mix existed?
Company. It's weird to think of it as a company. It's my hobby. I think it's existed since about 2018 when it was founded by Steven Slocum, Lucky, who still shows up from time to time.
Yeah, okay. And so it's been going for a while, and it has a dedicated community around it. And we just love everything that Run the Mix does for the fighting game community and how it really brings people together. And yeah, so what keeps you coming back and running these tournaments?
The games are fun. I mean, that's a big part of it. Like it's, you know, I Run the Mix operates every Monday, Wednesday, every other Friday, one Saturday a month. We do a lot of these events and I look forward to sitting down, seeing friends, playing games. And, you know, we do that every week late into the night and it's just a fun hangout. It's a good time. It's fun to get better and improve and, you know, there's sort of this iron sharpens iron vibe. And then once a year in the spring, we all go to Chicago together. We all compete at the really big regional tournaments with like 8,000 people. And it's really fun to see like Minnesota show up and represent on the national scene and put up some good results. So, yeah, if you know, me having fun with my friends can improve our ability to play better at these larger events, like that's even better.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just like you said, showing up and then being able to make friends and then go traveling. I went traveling my second time at Combo Breaker, and this time I felt like I was more connected to the Minnesota FGC.
Yeah.
And so seeing all of them and then them checking in on me and watching my games, and then I get to watch their games. It's just like a great feeling, and, you know.
I'm curious if your listeners know just how good you are. Like, do they know that you show up and you just kick everyone's butt?
Well, you know, sometimes. I have talked about my my Smash record and how I used to play that for a bit.
Sure.
I've been doing pretty well at 2XKO, which is a new League of Legends fighting game that's been out about 10 months.
So. Pretty well is underselling it.
Yeah, I'm probably in contention for best player in the state for it. At this point.
Yeah, that's not overselling it. Yeah.
So it's always just cool to be able to, like, you know, some of the people that helped me get really good at the fighting games was folks like Kangaroo and...
Oh, you know Kang?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And Romeo Must Die or whatever.
Yeah.
And who's their friend, the Lily Mane, too?
Boken?
Yeah, Boken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, like, I remember I came to...
Okay, you know all these guys.
I came to a couple of them, and then they just was like, oh, yeah, you're pretty good. You said you started, like a couple of months ago. They were like, yo, play with us.
That's great.
And, like, every night, they were just like, oh, yeah, try this. And then they're like, try this. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, one of those things where it's like... And then people are like, y'all know, like, that's Kangaroo. And I was like, I don't know. He just told me, like, they were just being nice to me. Like,
yeah. So, like, your story is the story of the scene. It's that when people show up and they want to learn more and they want to get better, people see that and they encourage it. Like the super niche game that I play, we had a guy show up who goes by TM maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago or something. And he showed up with like eagerness and humility and a thirst for knowledge. And we just poured it into him. And at the last weekly, he beat me. So, like, you know, we love to see new people show up. We love to see new people grind and improve. It's a fun part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also shout out to my other practice partner, Manticore.
Of course. Who used to be my bracket demon. Yeah.
If folks would like to join a local for Run the Mix, tell us where it is and, like, you know, what time it is.
Sure. So we actually have a venue in an office building right across the street from the Rosedale Mall. You can find all the information about it on runthemix.com. I'll say it again, runthemix.com. Organization's called runthemixad.com. Monday, Wednesday, doors open at 5, brackets start going at 6:45. We run other brackets at, you know, we run a whole bunch of games each night. So, like, Monday is Street Fighter 6, Guilty Gear Strive, the new Marvel fighting game that comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Granblue. And then on Wednesday, we run the more popular Tekken and the new Avatar The Last Airbender fighting game, and then some more niche games like Under Night 2 and Melty Blood. And 2XKO also 2XKO. On Wednesdays. Yeah. And then, you know, for people who are into the more not quite retro stuff, Street Fighter 4, Guilty Gear Xrd, if you're familiar with those games, we run that every other Friday. But yeah, runthemix.com if you're looking for registration information, times, what days the events are, and where we're at.
Yes, and then I also just want to give a extra special thank you to you and the folks at Run the Mix for keeping it up and running. Y'all are also doing stuff on, like, the, like, regional and national level. I remember being at Combo Breaker, and I'm, like, watching these people play a set, and then I'm, like, look to my left, and I was like, hold up, that's my TO. He's, like, talking on the stage, and 100, like, you know, 1,000 some people are listening. I was like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, the Minnesota scene, I don't know if people know this, but, like, Evo was run by a guy from Minnesota. Combo Breaker was founded by a guy from Minnesota. Minnesotans are oddly important in the national fighting game community. And yeah, it's really fun to do. We have our own huge 3-day event in St. Paul called Midwest Mix Fest that you can find out more about on that website too. And yeah, it's cool to be part of such a big national scene.
Yeah, and what inspired y'all to, you know, there's different types of tournaments. There's locals that happen every week, and then there's regionals who happen semi-regularly.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, these national ones that, like, you have an invite and, you know, people from France show up and stuff, like, you know, from all across the world. What really inspired y'all to make Midwest Mixed Fest?
Hubris. it's every TO's dream to have the big 1,000-person event in your own backyard. It's vanity. I don't know, but it's a fun time. I mean, like Minnesota players drive to Chicago 3 times a year for big tournaments, and we're like, we got to stop driving to Chicago. Chicago's got to come here. So now we have Mixed Fest. We had 550 people show up last year. We had 400 something the year before. We're hoping to break 600 this year. It's a huge event. national talent shows up, it's always a great time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm really excited. I'm in the 2XKL Chicago Discord server, and they were talking about rooms today for Mixfest.
That's so great.
And
they're so cheap.
Like, oh,
they're
God.
So cheap.
I was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. I was like, who's staying with me?
I'm so glad. That makes me so happy to hear.
So, but yeah, so I just really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about the video games. I do want to end it by you telling us a little bit about your competing experience. So tell us about what game you play in the main in that game that you play.
No one's heard of Melty Blood Type Lumina, but that's the game that I play. I play Aoko Aozaki. It's as weeb as it sounds. I like these niche, ultra fast paced anime games that are a little off the beaten path, and the community around these little games is so passionate and so tight knit, and it's just a joy to be a part of that scene.
Yes. And now I'll go for me. I currently play 2XKO, it's a League of Legends or Arcane the fighting game, mm-hmm. whichever one you prefer. And I play Thresh and Braum on double assist. So that is me. So, and I just wanted to once again thank you for coming on.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Tell us the good word. One more time, if you could tell us Run the Mix, when the tournaments is, and what time it is.
Details are all on runthemix.com. We open our events every Monday, Wednesday, every other Friday at 5 p.m. Tournaments get started at 6:45. So long as you show up by them, you're good. Then you're good to go. And then one Saturday a month, actually this coming Saturday, events starts at like 10 a.m. It'll run literally all day.
All right, here we go then. I really appreciate you for coming on, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yesterday. And can't say.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. We just got done listening to a set of music. We started with I Miss You by Claymax, and then we went over to You Are My Starship by Norman Connors. And you know what? We about to go keep it going with a little bit of the blues here, some Bobby Blue Bland. I've got the blues at midnight. Tell him, Bobby.
Listen. Yeah, it is 3 o'clock. I'm still watching the door. It'll be 5 o'clock before I know it. And she still ain't coming in. I wonder where in the hell could she be? Oh, I got the blues at midnight. Oh, Lord. It's cold and lonely in this old empty room. I believe the guy that left me, I'm feeling like a fool. Where can she be? Oh, I wish I knew. I've got the blues at midnight. Oh, Lord. I called my doctor to give me something. You know what he said? He didn't have nothing for a love problem. Then all I need is for her to come back home. I'm ready to work it out. Whatever went wrong, it's a low-down, dirty shame. I just couldn't believe the way she could treat a man. Lord, where can she be? Oh, I wish I knew. I've got the blues at midnight. Talk to me. Look out, Clayton. Listen, one more thing. It's a lowdown. Low down, dirty shame. I just can't believe how she could treat a man. Lord, where can she be? I sure wish I knew.
I've got the blues at midnight. I've got the blues, and I'm tired of sitting here twiddling my fingers. I've got a broken heart. I've got the blues at midnight, and I don't know what to do. Nobody's gonna help Bobby. I need money. My rent is due. I need my woman, and she's gone too. I've got the blues. I got the blues at midnight. I'm down here on my knees. I need some help.
Coming up next, we're going to have some Muddy Waters, I Am the Blues.
One to start, but I'm the first one to begin. I am. Oh, I am the blues. Hey, well, no, I've been mistreated. Somebody help me.
Coming up next, Big Mama Thornton. She's going to tell her about a little nightmare she's been having. Come on, girl. Yo, yo, welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. Here with DJ Love, we just got done listening to a set of music. It started off with Bobby Blue Bland with I Got the Blues at Midnight. And then we had Muddy Waters with I Am the Blues. And we finished the set off with Nightmare by Big Mama Thornton. So, some folks may know, some folks may not know, Shaboozy dropped a new album last Friday, and I'm a big Shaboozy fan, know it or not, and, you know, I love country, so I'm going to play some of my favorite songs from the new Shaboozy album. We're going to start with my absolute favorite off the album. It's called High Noon, and it's with him with Gunna. So here we go, High Noon. Shaboozy.
Try to knock me off my feet, still standing with more money than I came with. Hot damn, took a loss, but I'm still a gambling man, betting all the chips that I got left. Didn't talk to the law, it's a damn good day. Spent another 40K on my wrist, I bet. Yeah, hell nah, I don't need another shot, cause I'm already feeling this fit. Had the crossroads, the devil I know. Tell him he can get it back and good. Me that high noon, and shut it down. Everything we do it loud. Everywhere we go, we bring a crowd. Where we at the bar, tell him bring another round. Me that high noon, and shut it down. Someone call Jay, bring him out. If it ain't 100 proof, then pour it out. Meet me at the bar, guarantee we tear it down.
Hit a crossroads, stepping Rolls Royce doors. Count a 10 million on shows, spend 100,000 clothes. I got bad hoes,
nose. They got pretty pink toes. Better put that mink on. Put some diamonds in her gold. 500 on my wrist. Got damn a nigga lit. Caught the Rari truck. Sent it back and added a kit. My folks from the country. It ain't have a pot to piss. Guns on the way country. Man, she boozy in this bitch.
At the crossroads. The devil I know. So let's make a deal. But I don't take long. So the folks shine around. They'll never let go. Until I can get it back in blood. Need that high noon, and shut it down. Everything we do it loud. Everywhere we go, we bring a crowd. Where we at the bar, tell them bring another round. Need that high noon, and shut it down. Someone call Jay, bring him out. If it ain't a 100 proof, then pour it out. Meet me at the bar, guarantee we tear it down.
Right, that was Young Jock's, one of his newest songs off of his album that just dropped. It's called The Outlaw Cher Lee and Others, Western Tales. It follows this black woman who's a cowboy, and or a cowgirl, and it just has all of these like references, and it's very heavy on the storytelling. We just got done listening to High Noon. Want to give Young Jock a shout out because it definitely has the "is going down" part of the song, and so I just really appreciate that. Coming up next is going to be another song from the album Burn It Down with him and Leon Bridges. Here we go.
Tell me who hurts, girl, I'ma do them way worse. You buried all your secrets under 6 feet of dirt. Even angels want revenge, girl, go get it, you don't gotta lie down. It ain't easy getting even, if you need me, I can burn it to the ground. Tell me right now, you've been through it all, I know the pain you carry around. I'ma catch your body if I ever find out. I'ma take a match to this town, I'ma burn it down. Burn it to the ground. I'ma burn it all down. Burn it to the ground. Hey, let me tell you something right here. I know the sun ain't shining, but we gonna see better days. I swear.
Girl, I ain't perfect, but I never make it hurt. I can be your silence, be your shotgun in the clutch. Baby, let me know what you need, good or bad. I'll start right for you, baby. I'ma turn the city upside down. I'm no good at getting even, but for you I'ma put the call out. You got your
hand on your heart, baby, tell me right now. You've been through it all, I know the pain you carry around. I'ma catch your body if I ever find out. I'ma take a match to the town, I'ma burn it. Burn it to the ground.
tell me right now. You've been through it all, I know the pain you carry around. I'ma catch your body if I ever find out. I'ma take a match to the sound.
Coming up next, we have the last Shaboozy song I'm going to play today from the new album, Till Sunday. Come on, Shaboozy. Yeah!
Call me red-handed, can't go to Kansas. Face on a warning poster, lady say he's handsome. Too rich to ransom, care about in a mansion. Law wanna talk, but we can't give him answers. Make it boom in the saloon, got him doing line dances. Bulls of the few since he's still going platinum. Pay me so much, I feel like I'm John Wayne. I'ma have to rob a bank to recoup the advances.
Hey, hey, if the gun smoke's getting you high, before you go shaking that hand with a smile. Yeah, here's a word to the wise.
If you ever make a deal with the devil, you're gonna have to settle up someday singing. Yeah. You can only ever run till Sunday. And if you ever make a deal with the devil, you're gonna have to pay it back one day, singing. Yeah, you can only ever run till Sunday.
I make music for the outlaws who hit the law. Revolver got a speech impediment, love mouthing off. This town ain't big enough for both of us, it's me and y'all. And it don't take about 24 to get you rapping gone. I got my rifle and my pony with a lit cigar. I'm looking for the nearest break, I'm finna take it all. It's not a lie to say that me and broke don't get along. So if I ever go broke, know my patience running short to get my paper long.
If you ever make a deal with the devil, you're gonna have to settle up someday, singing. Yeah. You can only ever run till Sunday. And if you ever make a deal with the devil, you're gonna have to pay it back one day, singing. Yeah, oh, you can only ever run till Sunday.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. And this is just everyone's favorite agent or host, DJ Love, reminding you folks that a binary choice is always an illusion.
Who won the Nobel Prize for Peace?
Say, man, who bombed the whole Middle East?
The mayor say he gonna put the public first.
Say, mayor, roll those tents with pigs in public works.
You know some people that be working in nonprofit.
Say, people stealing money, put it in their pocket.
The activists that say they trying to lead the way.
Same activists who working for the city pay.
So you can let them fools take their gold, but I never let the fool take my soul. So you can let them fools take their gold, but I never let the fool take my soul. So you can let them fools take their gold, but I never let the fool take my soul. You can let them fools take their gold, but I never let the fool take my soul. No more smoke.
don't sing.